from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The 49ers and Brandon Ayuk have re-engaged. Re-engaged. It's almost like Maverick and Top Gun. Maverick's re-engaging, sir.
Did you engage? Yeah, they re-engaged.
They re-engaged.
Well, it's about damn time. Shout out Lizzo.
They may just get mad at each other again. I don't know. But
here's how it went. This morning, Ryan Williams, the agent, got a call. Not from Parag or John, but from Jed York. And Jed said, hey, Ryan, this is Jed. This guy TJ Houshmandzadeh, I think he's in your camp.
Right.
He was name-checking me on 95.7 The Game, so I felt it was important that I give you a call so that we could re-engage. He got name-checked.
I'm trying to look at which one. Where does he? Oh, here it is. This is the one where TJ Houshmandzadeh just appeals directly to, I think he at one point calls him Jed York and then calls him Jay York.
Mm.
I don't know if TJ knows the owner of the 49ers. He certainly didn't. He asked us. He asked, who's the owner out there?
Didn't call him John York or Denise DeBartolo York.
Okay, here it is.
I told him this. Like, if I got a pick, I'm staying with the Niners. Why wouldn't you? And so it's up to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. And hold up. What's the owner's name?
Jed York.
Jed York. You listen to this, Jed York. Make it happen, Jed York. Don't let feelings come into place when it's business. You can't let your feelings get in the middle of business. Get it done. It sucks when another team appreciates your talent more than the team that drafted you. Because, we want you. Well, show me. Why you want me to take less? You're not giving anybody else less. You didn't give any. Who else played on their 5 contract? Bosa didn't. Debo didn't. Why do I have to? Players look at things like that. And you just want to be fairly compensated. B.A. had 105 targets. I believe CeeDee Lamb led the league in 171 targets, I believe. So he had 66 more targets than B.A. I believe he had 400 yards, little give or take 400 yards. So out of those 66 targets, B.A.'s probably going to catch at worst 40 of them. He would have led the league in yards. He would have led the league. And so you have a good player that wants to be there, and he's probably done some things along this process that you don't like. As have you. Figure it out, Jay York. You the man that's signing the checks, baby. Get it done.
I mean,
that's
simply what Brandon Ayuk's basically good friend and wide receiver coach, he sounds like he's emotionally exhausted.
Right.
Jed, you get it done.
Jimmy John.
If that's what TJ sounds like, what does Brandon sound like?
Probably sounds the same. Maybe not quite as high-pitched at the end of sentences. I love him checking his own math as he goes and like 61, 65. Yeah. And he gets back into character. 65 targets. Probably catches 40 of those.
Well,
and he leads the league.
He heard on 95.7 The Game that the math still works.
Yep.
And he wanted to make sure that he got it right.
Sorry, Steiny.
Yeah, sorry,
the math
Steiny.
Works. No doubt. But I do think that, whatever, I don't think that the TJ interview spurred them all back into action.
I do.
Who's to say?
Yeah, you don't know.
All I know is on the heels of him calling out Jed York, all of a sudden now we've got re-engagement.
We got action.
And that's great news.
Well, you and I both really, really enjoyed something that Greg Cosell, long time NFL films, like just somebody who breaks down the film. He did a full breakdown of every single Brandon Ayuk target through the whole year. And he came up with something that you have to hear, especially as these two sides re-engage. And we're going to play that for you in a couple of minutes, but we want to go to the phones. Rick in Sacramento wants to weigh in. Hi, Rick. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, I love your show. Hey, Dibs, I respect your opinion. You guys got great both opinions, but Dibs, I probably agree with you 99% of the time. But this question's for both of you. All right, let's. Do you think the Niners are being a little on the frugal side, or do you think Brandon Ayuk's being greedy? In my opinion, I think that I'll take your opinion off the air, but I think that Brandon Ayuk's not looking at the Niners with a straight face and asking for a 5-year deal and a figure. I'll take your answer off the air.
Rick,
thanks. Thank you, Rick. Frugal versus greedy.
Yeah, frugal versus greedy. I will quickly say I don't think either word fits perfectly. What do you think?
Well, if I was to choose between frugal and greedy, I would say that the Niners are being frugal because Brandon, if he was being greedy, would have taken the $33 million or whatever from New England. I think that this is the cost of doing business with a wide receiver. If the Niners want to keep him, then I think this is the cost. And if they're trying to hit him with $26 million instead of $28 million, I would say that the Niners are being frugal more than Brandon's being greedy.
I would say the 49ers are being stubborn.
I don't think they're stubborn.
I don't think they're being frugal. I think they're being stubborn. I don't think this is about the $2 million. I think it's about winning the deal. So I think the Niners are being stubborn. I don't think the Niners are cheap. Actually, if you look at the way this all works, I don't really think you can argue that the 49ers as an organization are cheap.
It's not cheap. They're it's not frugal. Cheap. Frugal's different than cheap.
Well, but right. But the idea that they're trying to save a buck here or there, the 49ers will spend on what they absolutely value. So do they value Brandon Ayuk the way he wants to be valued? I don't know. And there is timing involved here. So I'm not going to say that this is about them penny pinching, saving dollars, any of that stuff. I think they're being stubborn. I think they got beat last year on a deal and they don't want to get beat again. I think that's what this is about for the Niners. As far as Brandon, I don't think he's being greedy. I would never actually use that word for a player, especially in football. I have too much respect for what these guys do with their bodies. It is insanity. And it can end in an instant,
right?
Anytime.
In practice or in a flag football game in Hawaii.
Totally. So you get every dollar that you can get. And if you want to remain resolute on that, then that's fine. Where I've criticized Brandon is about being genuine with your demand. So if your demand is trade me and then they trade you and the money's there, you don't get to say no. But I also understand it to a degree because Brandon is somewhat, in this case, like a hamster on a wheel trying to find leverage. And yeah, you're just not going to find any. So he's knocking on every door to see what works. But I've never understood the idea of demanding a trade. He's under contract.
Well, he requested it.
Whatever.
It's semantics. Sure. It's a little different.
That's fair, but you get what I'm saying.
I do.
You're under contract and another place is not better for you.
Right, but if it's, you know, if they're offering 26 and he wants more and they're not budging, then it's okay, then trade me because I think that there's a team out there that will pay me more. And so the team says, all right, we'll do that. We'll grant you the idea to go out there and shop it. And then you do shop it and you find it and the team does the work to make the trade in framework, in structure, work. And then you go back and say, nah, not that place. That is a little bit disingenuous.
Yes.
I'll give you that. Because the whole thing is, you know, and TJ Houshmandzadeh said this a couple of interviews ago, that he just wants to get paid, and Grandy plays that drop all the time. And, well, he wants to get paid, but he really just wants to get paid by the Niners. So he wants max money from the Niners, and the Niners aren't going to do that. Not because they're cheap, but because they're frugal. And I think frugality sometimes gets a bad name. I know somebody very well who, when buying something, will look at 7 or 8 or 9 different places to try to get a $25 item for $22.50. And sometimes I get exhausted by this individual.
I bet I know who it is.
I bet you don't, Mark. And I wish you wouldn't guess.
I won't.
Appreciate you not guessing. Okay. Because can we just buy the item? Know. I'll tell you what. I'll throw the extra $2.50 at you. I'll Venmo you. Yeah. Do you take Zelle? Can this just be done?
I do take Zelle.
But frugality is great. Because sometimes the frugality with which I experience... it nets a great result.
Oh, well, you use the word disingenuous with the Brandon side. Now, here's where the 49ers could be accused of being disingenuous. Why do you tell a player, why don't you go see what's out there? Why don't you go head out on the open market? Well, the idea normally is, well, you think you're worth X. We think you're worth Y. Why don't you go out on the open market? I bet you're going to find out that you're worth Y. Brandon found out he's worth X and Y.
And a touch of Z.
And then you go back to the Niners and you're like, see? And the Niners are like, yeah, we're still not budging. That would annoy me. Sure.
Yep.
Sure, yep. That would annoy me. Look, that's why there's so many aspects of this. So many aspects of this.
But the fact that they are reportedly re-engaging means that they can come together, hopefully, and say, look, what you did raising your price, we didn't like. Well, I went out and got a price and you're not even close to it. All right, can we just sit down here? Can we sit down here and... and like you said earlier, he wants to be there. They want him to be there. Let's make that the baseline for everything
and
figure this S out.
And you're not going to get, apparently, what you want from the Steelers in a deal that's going to make you feel whole. And by the way,
the Niners won't get what they want
in a deal.
That's
what I mean.
Oh, I thought you meant, okay.
No, the Niners are not going to get what they want from the Steelers in a deal. And by the way, part of that is because I don't think the Niners want to do a deal. They don't want to do any deal. That's why these negotiations out and about keep falling through, in my opinion. Nobody actually wants the result. Brandon doesn't want to play for the Steelers. And the Niners don't want Brandon to play for the Steelers. And the Niners don't want the picks that the Steelers might give them and have to shop them. And maybe the Raiders will give us all of this crap. The answer is sitting right in front of both sides, and you've both licked the Oreo. You both told us how you feel. The Niners want Brandon, and Brandon wants the Niners. So good. Get back in a room. Apologize to each other for what you share in this experience, because both of them are guilty of some things, and try to move forward from there. Because I really, when you start crunching the numbers, this isn't that difficult. It's not. Like, the Niners' cap structure can handle this. And the Purdy thing has been, and we're probably guilty of this too, has been overplayed in terms of its effect on this. Because Purdy will agree to something next year, but it doesn't take effect until the year after. We're talking about 2 seasons from now.
It's more the Debo contract, honestly.
Well, Debo's a free agent by then.
Well, I mean, Debo next year is where this year, this contract affects Debo next year. And if Brandon signs an extension now, his 14.1 goes down. I don't know the exact number, but it's roughly 12, I think.
It provides you more cap room that you might be able to give to Trent.
Exactly. So, but what happens is next year when that kicks in and Brandon's making 28 and Debo's making about the same, that's where it affects you.
But Brock is still making $1 million that year.
Right.
He's still making $1 million that year. It's the year after that where you're like, I would argue if you're going to do the whole, $55 million for one wide receiver room, do it next year. You can do it for 1 year and then figure it out from there. I get it. You can't pay everyone. That is also true. But you are probably gambling with the wrong guy as far as the long-term future, because if this all doesn't really hurt you until calendar season 2026.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Okay, where's Trent Williams then?
Yeah.
Where's George Kittle then? Where's Christian McCaffrey then? I don't even know if any of these dudes are playing anymore. You know, I mean, yeah.
That's George, two more seasons.
George and Christian are still playing, but like contractually, what are we doing at that point? That feels like something that could be figured out on a calendar date that's not here yet.
You've got time for it, yes. Certainly. And unfortunately, you have decisions to make before that, and there may be players that you have now that you won't have next year, whether it's Mooney Ward or other free agents. I know Dre Greenlaw is going to be up at the end of this year, and unfortunately, he's starting the year, it looks like, on PUP, and so he'll be out at least four games, and likely he'll be out for longer than that. And what does that do to his value, and how much you'd like to pay Dre? If Dre Greenlaw were healthy, you'd be in a whole different situation as far as what he's going to get. But there are other players out there, D'Amador Lenore and other players who will need to get paid, and maybe you won't be able to keep some of those guys if you give Brandon Ayuk $28 million.
Maybe, but also maybe it doesn't actually kick in until the year after that. And in the NFL, that's a long time from now. Now, here's something we really wanted you to hear. Check this out. This is from the Ross Tucker podcast. Greg Cosell, many of you know who that is if you're an NFL fan. He breaks down film at, you know, Baldinger levels, if not more. Like, he really is just a film junkie and a longtime NFL expert. He went through every single one of Brandon's targets. Pay close attention to the conclusion that he arrives at after going through all of the targets.
I mean, I think if you went through, and I've done this with coaches, the top four or five receivers in the league, Ayuk would not be in that category. Now, maybe it's helpful. I watched all of Ayuk's targets again a couple of weeks ago from last year because I knew he was in the news. And if I could, it'll just take a moment. Here's what I finished typing when I watched all his targets. I said he's a sudden, explosive mover with nuanced route running traits and outstanding route quickness. He can separate and run away from man coverage on crossers and overs, and he has very good zone awareness to work into voids. He's strong run after catch with open field vision and shiftiness and acceleration. He's more sudden and explosive in short areas. The one thing he does not truly possess is vertical explosiveness. He's a perfect mix of talent and scheme where he is now.
That last sentence got me, man.
Yeah, a perfect mix of talent and scheme where he is now.
There you go.
And scene.
So
and all the other stuff is great, too. He's great off the line. He can run crossers and overs against man. He's got incredible zone awareness, knowing where to sit down. He's got great run after the catch ability. He's got a fantastic burst. The only thing he doesn't have is real, true, deep, vertical, straight line speed. But memo to Niner fans, this is probably not a memo to you, they don't throw the ball deep, vertically, very often. And when they do, it's usually, hey, diddle, diddle, Kittle down the middle.
Or you bounce it off someone's helmet and hope that Brandon catches that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, he's actually done some okay things vertically. But you're right. We knew that already. The Niners have been going to Super Bowls for the last few years without a field stretcher. They tried to get it in Danny Gray. So far, that's been an absolute nothing burger. That last sentence got me, especially after the day we had yesterday where by the end of the show, I'm sitting here going, dude, palms up. I don't understand why we're having trade conversations. It makes no sense for any party. And then when you get to that, he's a perfect blend of talent and scheme right where he is now. Then God's sakes, keep him and find a way. Just find a way. Now, the other question that starts to pop to mind, though, is there collateral damage? You know what I mean? And look, we spent a lot of time yesterday saying this, too. Everybody gets over their hurt feelings in the NFL real quick. But I also wonder, you know, it's one thing to be out there on the field with your brothers, and Kyle Shanahan's the coach and all this, and so Parag and John Lynch and Jed York, that's all a degree away. But the Niners have had this sparkling reputation for so long, and now it goes Debo, and then it goes Nick, and it goes to Brandon. And so are you, even if you're keeping everyone, is there some sort of damage being done based on the feelings that keep getting hurt along the way? I'm not saying it's all there's all this room for feelings, but you do want that to be, you want the league to see that this is a good experience for players.
Of course.
You want them to want to come here.
And this from Jordan Schultz, at Schultz_report. He joins us today at 4, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
On Twitter, sources, Niner star Brandon Ayuk recently had a sit-down meeting with Kyle Shanahan and others in the organization where, quote, some open and candid thoughts were expressed. The two sides have since restarted negotiations on a long-term deal, blah, blah, blah. The thing that struck me, Mark, is they had an open and candid thoughts were expressed in this conversation. So it's a sit down and it's Brandon and it's Kyle and it's members of the organization. Maybe it's John, maybe it's Parag. Who knows
maybe
who
it's
else
Jed.
Is there?
Who knows?
Maybe. And they sit down and they're able to just, you know, man to man, person to person.
Sure.
What's bugging you? Maybe it wasn't brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
It'd be cool if it was.
If they just went around the room. I'll tell you what's bugging me. You guys are trying to lowball me. Kyle, what's bugging you and stuff? Well, what's bugging me is that you come out and bro hug me, and I really want you out there in your number 11 and stuff, catching balls from Brock and stuff, and it's really bugging me. Hey, Jed, what's bugging you? Nothing. I'm a millionaire. Next.
Billionaire.
Back to you. You know?
By the way, Jordan has quote tweeted himself, to add more information to this story.
That has caused blindness in laboratory rats, by the way.
It has, but in this case, I think it works. Okay. On top of what you just read, Jordan writes, it's also my understanding that the Cleveland Browns, who have been in pursuit of Brandon Ayuk, are under the impression that they are unlikely to acquire him in any trade. The situation remains ongoing, but Ayuk staying with the 49ers is very much in play again. Now, I'd argue that, and I understand the way it's been reported.
I do have people close to my personal situation that say Pittsburgh is still at the goal line.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. They may be on the defensive side of the ball at the goal line.
Is Kenny Pickett the quarterback?
Seriously.
They're having a hard time punching it in.
That's a rough one.
Staying with the 49ers is in play again. It never wasn't. It never wasn't. He's under contract with the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
Staying was always in play. Joe in Los Gatos here on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Joe. What's up?
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you.
Just want to say, first of all, I think with Bosa, that's the NFL equivalent of an NBA max player. There was no way that deal wasn't getting done. He's a DPOY. That was a no-brainer. I think with the comparison to Kuminga has to prove it. I think Ayuk, you know, he's kind of in that same boat. I don't think he's asking for the max. I think the issue is more with Parag. I mean, I like Parag. I think he's a good negotiator. And Dibs, I'm going to send you a dollar later because I think he's a negotiation sensation.
Oof. That's a bug.
He is.
Cha-ching!
Thank you. I don't think he likes to lose deals. I think the way the situation changed, I think there's an ego in play here. I mean, Parag, he's not going anywhere. He's got the big deal with Leeds as the VP. I'm not sure what his title is. But he's got security. And so I think Jed relies on him. And I want to say just like he kind of does what he doesn't want to lose. And I think if he caved to the new number, which I think is the market, And it, I think it's what Brandon probably is saying, like, hey, this is the new market, which is kind of like how all players are paid across all sports. I think he doesn't want to cave. And I think that's where the issue is. And so for me, as a Niner fan, I'm kind of more upset with Parag for, like, not understanding that and not wanting to not bend, but just acquiesce to, like, hey, this is what it is.
Yeah, so Joe, I think you...
That's fair, Joe.
Yeah, I think you're spot on.
Although now I don't think it feels as much like a cave if New England was going to give him 32.
Correct.
Right?
I agree with you completely. That's the thing. Is Parag is sitting here saying, I don't want a cave. Like, this is the market. I think Brandon's argument is fair, where he's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. The market is over here, and I'll take a little bit less to stay. And it's wonderful that Parag, who's done a great job, doesn't want to lose the deal. But also, nobody likes the guy who walks in the room and is like, I don't lose, period.
Yeah.
Well, you have to meet people halfway sometimes.
And I think that if he settles for 28, it doesn't necessarily go down as a loss. If New England was going to give him 32+, 28 doesn't feel as much of an L.
Totally agree.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.